Good afternoon, listeners. You are now listening to On the Radar's business segment right here on Eagle FM, your number one talk radio station. With me here, Tai Kanjo, who will be taking you until the hour of 2:30, bringing you the latest news, business news. And now in our first story, Trade Minister Lucia Ipumbu says trade statistics between Zambia and Namibia indicate about $106 million to $130 million, pardon me, of Zambian imports are from Namibia. And Ipumbu said this during the second day of the Swakopmund International Trade Expo, SWATEX, and Namibia-Zambia Business Seminar last week. And the SWATEX Expo provided various activities and entertainment options, including fashion shows, live music, and outside activities for children and the youth. The expo pumped over 1.2 million Namibian dollars into the local community, giving life to many small and medium-sized businesses for goods and services procured for use during SWATEX in 2019. Lucia Ipumbu actually said in a quote, between 1.1 million US dollars and 1.3 million US dollars, US dollar Namibian imports from Zambia, and as the statistics are said to be from 2019 to 2021, and she added that the statistics show that Zambia has the potential to export maize, sugar, and copper to Namibia. Ipumbu stated that Namibia has exported potential fish, beer, cosmetics, and salt to Zambia. She said, and I quote, the trade statistics indicate the existing trade potential between the two countries, and our business community is urged to engage in massive business diversification initiatives and utilize the untapped opportunities, including engaging into regional value chains development to grow their business and meaningfully contribute to our economies. And the minister also said the current trade statistics among the African member states fall below the desired level. And as the intra-Africa trade stood at a mere 17% among ourselves, as opposed to over 70% with Europe, as well as over 50% with Asia, while our continent, or the African continent, is endowed with the abundance of natural resources, most are exported as primary products to the rest of the world and create employment opportunities elsewhere, while our people suffer in poverty, said Ipumbu. Now, she also added that the African continent had so many resources that could enrich its own people in order to kill or eradicate poverty, but still it was left behind. It's exactly 7 minutes past the hour of 2 o'clock, and you are listening to On the Radar's business segment.
Hello, Namibia. Welcome to the world of Lelape. My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Welcome back, listeners. Now, Mitco, in a public notice dated 17 October 2022, noted that producers are strongly cautioned by the Directorate of Veterinary Services, DVS, to avoid loading illegal animals in terms of the ear tag number not corresponding to movement permits to Mitco. The notice read, and I quote, the Pre-selection of ear tag numbers remained paramount. Procedures are there for synthesize to ensure that the selected animal's ear tag and those loaded onto the track always correspond, and producers must not load animals at the last minute that are not captured on the documentation for departure from Form N90/40 accompanying a load, and therefore the consequences of loading and delivering an animal or animals with ear tags that do not correspond with the documentation will be that the entire load delivered is returned to the producer's farm of origin. And in cases like now under which the Mitco Windhoek Abattoir is under a Red Cross permit, a producer's farm will be closed by from the delivery of animals for 30 days as stipulated in the Animal Health Act. And they stated that this is a serious matter with huge financial implications for both Mitco and producers and must be prevented at all costs. That is now the public notice that is from Mitco regarding producers actually being strongly cautioned by the by DVS to avoid loading illegal animals in terms of the ear tag, not numbers actually not corresponding to the movement permits to Mitco. Also in other news, the Hartree Group now last week announced that the Marental Abattoir, formerly known as Farmers Meat Market, will commercially resume operation this month after its closure in August 2020. And the abattoir that was officially taken over by O&L through the Hartcliffe group was closed due to low availability of sheep. And according to a statement issued last week, the resumption of the abattoir will not only ensure a market for small stock producers with improved price points, but will also create employment opportunities in the heart of the Hartab region. And now the managing director of Hartcliffe group said the reopening and the regional and anticipated international certification of the abattoir is a significant achievement, not only for Hartree and the O&L group, but for Namibian small stock farmers and the country at large. He said, and I quote, "Thus a route to market for Namibian producers allows us to become an international player and export our quality Namibian lamb with pride. And thus a new business will also enable us to meet the need to become food secure." And the export abattoir, which currently awaits certification to export internationally, will officially start with a local and regional supply, and it's is expected to send its first shipment to Norway in November 2022. Obtaining export status enables Marental Abattoir to capitalize on lucrative unexplored international market, as well as SADC and potentially the bigger African market. And that is what we are getting right there from Hartcliffe. It's exactly 12 minutes past the hour, 2 o'clock, and you are listening to On the Radar's Business Segment with me, Hertaik, and who will actually be taking you until the hour of 2:30, bringing you the latest news or business news in this regard.
Listen to Eagle FM in Lodritz at 91.2 FM. Listen to Eagle FM in Omthea at 90.5. Listen to Eagle FM in Mariental at 101.2. Listen to Eagle FM in Okahanja at 104.0.
Welcome back, listeners. Now, the Otjikoto B2 Gold Mine is back to business. Just take a listen to what their chairperson is going to tell us.
Otjikoto mine is one of the largest gold mine in Namibia, if not the largest. It came into production in December 2014 and successfully transitioned to commercial production with underground mine development and expansion currently underway. The mine reached its highest level of gold production last year in 2021, which is this production since inception, and it produced close to 197 ounces of gold. We are also one of the largest employer in the country. We employ close to 1,000 people. With 871 permanent employees. We have some fixed contractors of 40, and amongst the permanent employees, 512 are union members. In terms of the economy, we are one of the largest corporate taxpayers. Just last year, we paid over 600 million in corporate tax, 152.5 million in royalties. We paid about 50 million in levy, export levies, through the procurement of goods and services. Only last year, we have procured close to 2.3 billion Namibian dollars, of which 2 billion was spent locally. We believe in giving skills and development to our people, and therefore we spend a lot of money to training and skill development. B2Gold is owned 90% by B2Gold Corporation, a Canadian company which is listed on in Canada, at Toronto Stock Exchange and in New York. And it's also listed here, B2Gold Corporation, which has also been contributing to Namibian capital market. I think we are also one of the leading company in terms of community and social development, and particularly in environmental promotion and protection. So we take pride in that. The other shareholders is Evi Mining, which own 10%. Evi Mining is owned by a broad section of Namibian people, by the Mine Workers Union, by a company called PAMWE, which is owned by broad Namibian business people. It's owned by a group of women and community and churches. Although this is not in terms of percentage, higher percentage in terms of Namibian ownership, but in terms of spread of ownership of the 10% owned by broad Namibian shareholders. And therefore, when the company paid dividends of last year was 1.1 billion, it went through to a number of beneficiaries in Namibia, including the churches, the women, the union, and the entrepreneurs. So we thought we use this opportunity to brief you and inform you that the mine is now in full production, and that suspensions have been lifted with warnings, and that only few maybe lose their job, not more than 7.
That is what we are getting from Mr. Hangala himself, the chairperson of the B2Gold mine. And he actually just touched on B2Gold Namibia's 2021 contribution to the Namibia fiscal corporate social investment and other contributions such as corporate tax paid during 2021, which amounts to 600 million Namibian dollars, pardon me right there. Royalties paid to government amounted to 152.5 million Namibian dollars. Export levies are paid to government 50 million Namibian dollars. Dividend paid in 2021 to shareholders 1.1 billion Namibian dollars. Total procurement spent 2.2 billion Namibian dollars. Local procurement spent 2 billion Namibian dollars. CSI expenditure 21.3 million Namibian dollars, and expenditure on training and skills development 9.6 million Namibian dollars. And that is for the year 2021. It's exactly 20 minutes past the hour of 2 o'clock, and you are listening to On the Radar's business segment. I am going to take a short commercial break, and I'll be back with more business news.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the I.
Mona Asset Tracking, otuna omayako rothingi mokutura mo u tracking device mi endithe omarudha agakhe. Gamina oka danki bots wanako eko ongangara, otatu kupe uyerele, keneto vuru okura andura oshe endithe oshoe, okuzamo mtumba sigo mpoka shiri, pethimbo, jomo njira, torongi ithashi kiongothiwe yopeke. Ana farama, ana ngeshefa, oshoo, ana magumbo, endere nipa mwene thimbo, mokutona tira omariko goe, okuzakongothi yopeke. Mona Asset Tracking, oteku tuliremo uthano wo 4G wo point. Je uthanombo kaka unonjironde o haurongo ko onkondo de tango haurongo ethimbo keje no monkarombe pokeje kohambono kofara makwaningi kopepi otatu adhika po matungiro gomalaiti gatalera thana nombirwa yondangwa eben constituency kuyerere dengerane na kondra getatu imwimwe mbali heali ndatu hamano mbali mbali. Mona Asset Tracking, if it moves, we can track it.
Welcome back, listeners. Now, just this morning, Old Mutual Namibia actually hosted the Namibian Scholar Investment Challenge in SIC award ceremony at the Old Nem Power Station in Southern Industria, whereby they actually handed out awards to those who took part in the Namibian Scholar Investment Challenge program. And now taking us through the whole event is the Chief Executive Officer of the Namibian Stock Exchange, Tian Bazun.
The concept of schools and universities competing against each other actually works quite well. So the intention behind it is to promote financial awareness among scholars and the general public, and the role and the operations of the Namibian capital market, while encouraging broad-based participation by the Namibian public. And oftentimes, as we've heard now, you know, the concept of a stock exchange and investing in a stock exchange seems foreign to people, and they think it's not something that they're taking part in or that affects them. But the truth is that most permanent employees in this country have a pension fund, and your pension fund is actively investing the funds in the pension fund on a stock market. Whether it's equities, whether it's bonds, whether it's something else, there's probably various asset managers that have been appointed that are actively trading to create the best return. And that's the thinking behind this. So for retail participation in the stock market, of course, that's a wonderful thing, but difficult to spend enough time and do enough research to make those types of investments. And oftentimes, if you are investing, it's easier for you to invest in the economy that you know and understand. And that goes obviously for Namibia, but oftentimes also the surrounding areas. I think we probably have a better understanding of what's happening in our neighbors than somebody sitting in London or in New York would have. And that's where the benefit lies, because it's also not just looking at the economy of the country, it's taking a view on the currency, and that goes to the stability of the country and whether it's peaceful, whether it's going to war. This year we've seen markets go haywire because there's a war in Europe. There hasn't been one in a while. So it's a lot of variables to put together to make investment decisions. And what I can say, last year, of course, was a very different economy. This year we were seeing all the economies roar out of COVID times, but the teams have done exceptionally well. And I'll get to the numbers a little later on. But really, congratulations to all the teams that are here today. Obviously, you are somewhere in that top five, and I can say you have done exceptionally well. The other thing that a competition like this teaches the participants is to look at, read carefully, and understand the rules of the competition. And that goes to life as well. Because we saw about 10% so we had more than 600 teams starting. That was very positive compared to 162 last year. That's phenomenal growth in the amount of people that wanted to take part. Only about 10% of those completed the competition. Either that they gave up halfway through or that they didn't follow the rules and they were disqualified. So there's some fairly simple rules. You have to trade twice a week. You have to trade every week, even during holiday times. And we saw a lot of the participants didn't follow those rules, and they were disqualified accordingly. So, again, I think more than just the financial literacy as well, it's good to have rules-based competitions where the rules are enforced and exceptions aren't made, and they're strictly applied. And again, to the team sitting here, obviously you did follow those rules, and well done to have done that. Again, the concept of, and we've been asked about this many times, the concept of having universities and schools compete against each other might seem unfair at first glance, because we don't do it in sport, we don't do it in most other things. However, this is not based on what you're learning in school. This is not based on the level of your teacher or your mentor. This is very much based on how much time and effort you put into this. And that's why we found that it works out fairly well to have schools and tertiary institutions compete against each other. And the fact that we have a school team sitting in the audience again today gives me the confirmation that's actually the right tactic for us to be doing this. I think it makes it interesting as well. It keeps everybody on their toes, and it's aspirational for the schools, and it's good for the universities to see who's biting at their heels coming up against them in the job market soon. So again, everybody, well done. Thank you, everybody, for being here.
And that is what we are getting from Old Mutual right there. And yes, I am actually going to visit our marketplace, and I'll be back with more business news.
Listen to Eagle FM in Ludritz at 91.2 FM. Listen to Eagle FM in Omthea at 90.5. Listen to Eagle FM in Mariental at 101.2. Listen to Eagle FM in Okahanja at 104.0.
Mona asset tracking otuna omaya kurodhingi mokutura mo u tracking device mi endithe omarudha gake gamena okadanki bots wanako eko ongangara otatu kupe uyerere keneto vuru okurandura oshendito shoe okuza mo mtumba sigo mpoka shirin pethimbo jomo njira torongi thashi kiongothio eyo peke ana farama ana ngeshefa osho ana magumbo endere nipa mwene thimbo mokutona tira omaliko goe okuza kongothio peke Mona asset tracking oteku tuliremo uthano wo 4G wopoint Je, uthanombo kaka unonjironde, o haurongo konkondo de tango, haurongo efimbo keje, no monkarombe po keje, kohambono kofarama kwa ningiko pepi. Watatu adhika po matungiro vomalaiti, gatarira thana no mbirwa yondangwa Eben constituency. Kuyerere, dengirane na konura ketatu imwe imwe, mbali heali, ndatu kamano mbali mbali. Mona asset tracking. If it moves, we can track it.
Welcome back, listeners, and if you've just tuned in, you are listening to On The Radar's Business segment right here on Eagle FM, your number one talk radio station. Now, Women in Business Network will be hosting an Empower Her conference that is set to take place on 12 November.
The Empower Her conference is just us creating an opportunity for local women that is now in entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. To meet in a casual atmosphere, to network and assist each other to grow in business corporate. So, yeah. So our main purpose is just to empower women, think, lead in their future.
All right, and now for
corporate world and personal growth.
Mm-hmm. All right, now for women who are going to want or who find themselves attracted to this, what should they be expecting from this conference?
Okay. Our event will start with a showcasing of stalls from various women selling their products, and then we'll be interviewing guests on their expectations for the day. Then we'll be followed by a speaking engagement session where our guest speakers will be presenting information and sharing their knowledge on the topics mentioned. Mm-hmm. Like, we have various topics that we gave our speakers.
Mm-hmm.
And then lastly, we'll have a networking buffet dinner, and then we just allow our guests to exchange business knowledge and contacts for future collaborations.
Mm-hmm. So this is strictly just for women in business?
Not strictly for women in business, because we have a male as a guest speaker.
Mm-hmm.
So we will have males as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is there any target audience, maybe an age limit for those who are...
No, none. No, we don't have.
All right. And when is this set to take place, and where exactly in Windhoek? And is there any entrance fee to this?
It's set to take place on the 12th of November at Eros Primary Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Is there a theme for this? And are there any...
The theme is All White Affair.
And
one of the which includes now the dinner and a gift box.
Mm-hmm. And who's actually hosting this whole event? And do we have any panel speakers?
We have Dahamilela Hintene, Delta Shitaleni, Worthy Williams, Ada Awala, Penny Shibo, and Buleki Amwele. And then our guest speaker, Jay Dumini.
Mm-hmm. All right. And that is what we are getting there, which actually also just concludes our business segment. And it's a goodbye from me, Herta Kanjo. See you guys next time. Same place, right here on Eagle FM, your number one talk radio station. But I'm going to hand over to my colleague Eba, who will be taking you through the Oshiwambo news. So stay tuned.
Actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of rewards. Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM,
the
eye. Listen to Eagle FM in Lüderitz at 91.2 FM. Listen to Eagle FM in Omthea at 90.5. Listen to Eagle FM in Mariental at 101.2. Listen to Eagle FM in Okahanja at 104.0.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the Eye.